the ones we have not asked, upon this mountain of prayer, let there be answers.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give you praise and glory.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
You're welcome to this mountain of prayer. Just sit for a few minutes. We will rise up to pray. Thank Pastor Joseph for that wonderful section of worship. This is our month of being transformed into His purpose, and it is by the divine workings of God in us that we are being transformed into His purpose. So this afternoon we are going to be praying with the topic, the power that is at work within me. The power that is at work within me. We want to invoke that power to be made manifest in and around our lives. Can you say the power that is at work within me? It's going to be a few minutes of prayers. So I want to encourage you to share the link with your family and friends, and so that they can be part of this release of power. I'm trusting God that the power that God has placed in you will be released for mighty signs and wonders. Let's turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 3, which I read verse 14 to 21. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 to verse 21. For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to what? According to His power that is at work within us. Verse 21, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Somebody who believes, shout a better amen.
Amen.
The power that is at work within us. Paul in this text rendered a serious prayers for the church in Ephesus. We want to pray the prayers that Paul offered for that church. He says, For this reason I kneel before the Father. To pray is to kneel before God, the Father. Whenever you are praying, whether you are standing or you are lying, so long as you are praying, you are kneeling before the Father. Praise God. So upon this prayer afternoon, we have come to kneel before the Father. This time around, no one make the intercession for you. Intercede for yourself. Intercede for your family. Intercede for the church. You know, it says, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derive its name. There are seven prayer topics we shall be praying from this text. The first prayer topic is that my family name is derived from God. So everything that is in God, my family receive. Are you hearing me this afternoon? I want you to understand what we're about to pray. It says, you know, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives their name. That means your family name is derived from who? From God the Father. Amen. and with him there is no shadow of turning. Every good and perfect gift comes from him. So if my family name is derived from God, everything that is in God is good. Amen. And I have access into those goodness. Because my family name is derived from God, everything in God that is good belongs to my family. There shall be a release for your family. Amen. There shall be a release for your family. Amen. The second prayer topic we will pray today is that his power works in us for strength by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let the power of God work in me for strength. Some of us need spiritual strength, need physical strength, emotional strength, or whatever area you need strength. Let the power be at work in you. You know, there are some of us that need strength within us that no human being can strengthen us or encourage us. But there's going to be a power that will be at work in you. The workings of divine power in your life in the name of Jesus. Number three, we shall be saying this prayer, the workings of his power make me to be rooted and established. Let the workings of his power make me to be what? Rooted and established. That nothing will move me either in love or in faith or in business or in finances or in whatever area of my life. Let the power of God work in me and establish me. Amen. Number four, we shall pray this prayer topic. The workings of his power gives us power. The workings of his power gives us what? Power. It's verse 18 says, may have power together with all the lost people. You know, that means there is a release of power for all those who are God's people. So that this particular church may also be part of those God's people who has power. When there is divine working, there is divine empowerment. Hallelujah. And number five, we shall be praying this prayer topic. The workings of his power will fill me with the measure of the fullness of God. When the Bible says the fullness of God, to be filled with the measure of the fullness of God, that means I should be filled with everything that is in God. God empties himself inside of me. Everything that is God is me. Everything that is in God, I have. Everything that God has, I have. The fullness of God. Not some part, not some little things, but the fullness of God. I am trusting the Lord that some of you will believe, will begin to operate in that realm. In the fullness of God. He said to Moses, I have made you a God over Pharaoh. Moses did not know what he carried. First instance, the Lord said, what is in your hand? It's a rod. But after the rod, in chapter 7 of Exodus, the Lord said to Moses, I have made you. Somebody say, God has made me. You know, not just a rod that I should carry, but I am made by God to be a God to men. Amen. To be a God to nations. To be a God to people. I will operate in the fullness of God. Hallelujah. Number six, we shall pray. Oh, I love this one. The workings of his power that enables God to do for you exceedingly, abundantly, above whatever you ask or think about. Amen. How many of you want to operate in the realm that when you think something, it happens? I can't see your hand. You just think it and it happens. You just imagine it and it happens. You have not even kabashed. You have not even spoken in tongue. You have not even said anything. You just thought about it and it happens. Hallelujah. God will work in you. That power will be released upon you. That when you imagine things, they shall come to pass. When you think things, they shall come to pass. Every thought in your business, everything, business idea you are thinking about, receive divine workings.
receive the power of God to bring it to pass. Somebody say, God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above whatever I ask or I think about, according to His power that is at work within me. Lift up your voice, say, oh Lord, let your power be at work within me, so that you can do with me, through me, exceedingly, abundantly, above whatever I ask, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Before we go into the realm of praying, we are just warming up to pray. Are you ready to pray? Number 7 prayer topic is that the workings of His power bring glory in my life. Oh my God. When God works in you in power, you have no choice than to carry glory. When God works in your family in power, your family carries glory. It says in that verse 21, to Him be glory in the church. That means His glory be seen in the church. Because of the workings of His power, His glory be manifest in the church. And I look at it and I say, Lord, first of all, start with my life. Start with my family. So that when we come to the church, the glory will manifest all the more. Amen. Amen. Are you ready to pray? Stand up on your feet wherever you are, or you kneel wherever you are, or you lie on the ground wherever you are. We want to pray prayers. Lift up your voice and say after me, my Father, my Father. Cry it louder. My Father, my Father. My family name is derived from you. So every good thing that comes from you, begin to bring them to pass in my family. Begin to release them in my life and in my family in the name of Jesus. Every apportionment of good things from you that belongs to my family, that belongs to me, I begin to call them forth. I begin to receive them. Can you lift up your voice and cry to the Lord? For the Bible says all families in heaven and on earth, they derive their name from God the Father. Say, I kneel before the Father from whom all your family names are derived from. Lord God, my family name, the Siloko name, derived from you. Not from my father, not from my grandfather, not from my great-grandfather, but it derived from you. You know it, our name in heaven. You know it, our name. You brought it to pass. Oh God, my Father, every good thing that is apportioned to my family, apportioned to my life, apportioned to my siblings, apportioned to my children, I begin to receive them. I begin to receive them. Manifest. Manifest, 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 manifest. Somebody pray prayers this afternoon. Call them forth. Call them forth. Call them forth. Call them forth. My family will not know, will not be known for bad things anymore. My family name will not be known for evil anymore. I don't know how people perceive your family name. Whatever way your family name has been spoiled, oh God, I counsel them. That is not God's purpose for my family name. God has given the name. He has given the blessings. Every of my family name is derived from God. Can you cry to Him this afternoon and say, Lord, everywhere the enemy has bastardized my family name, has given a bad tag to my family name, by the blood of Jesus, I erase them. I erase them. And I call forth the good in my family. I call it forth over my life, over my children, over my siblings. I call it forth. Can somebody pray? Can somebody pray? Can somebody pray? Kaye de bo shakali baya gada balabasha. Le pale gada balege de
cry to God, cry to God. I will encourage you to share this link with your family members so that they can be part of this prayer, and tell them to join this prayer, because God is about to bring the originality. His purpose for your family must manifest. All families in heaven and on earth derive their name from God the Father who is in heaven. Can you cry, mention your family name? Mention your family name and say, Lord, this name is derived from you. And every good thing that you have attached to this name, begin to manifest in my life, manifest in my children, manifest in my siblings. My God, my family name, the slowest name, is the right for me. Every negativity, whether in its meaning, be counseled in the name of Jesus. Whether in its human originality, be counseled in the name of Jesus. Every mountain attached from heaven by God the Father to my family name, receive them, manifest in my life, manifest in my children, manifest in my siblings. Ghost, change the course of this in my family. It's not going nowhere. Change it, Lord. Change it, Lord. Bring about the good. Jacob won the battle. Will he quarrel with his brother Esau in the battle? Jacob won the battle. Of the hatred in his family in Canaan. Jacob won the battle of the deception in his family in Canaan. Jacob won the battle of the struggle in his family in Canaan. Can you win the family battle? This is your penner. This is your penner. The Jabbok River. The Jabbok River. Can you begin to change the evil, the hatred, the fighting in your family? Upon this penner. Upon this Jabbok River. Hey, yeah, 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 in this afternoon. You just need to settle your family issues. This afternoon, you just need to settle that trouble. This afternoon, you just need to settle that sickness. heavens. That is your family, Jesus. This afternoon, settle it. God wants to use you to change the course of things in your family life. Can you pray? Let the divine power of God be at work in my life, be at work in my family. The power according to his power that is at work within us. Let that power work in my life, work in my family, work in my business, work in my career.
Let's go.
support me. Walk in me. Walk in this church. Walk in this church. Walk in this assembly. Walk in every family. Power for divine empowerment. Power for anointing. Power to break yokes. Power to chase demons. Power, 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 power to heal the sick. Let it be at work in me, at work in my family, at work in this congregation. In the name of Jesus, power to make wealth. Let it rest upon us. Rest upon your people today. Power, power, power. The workings of this power to make wealth. Oh, y'all gonna receive the power to excel. The power to excel in everything I do. The power to excel academically. The power to excel in my business. The power to excel in my career. The power to excel in my ministry. The power for excellence. Power for excellence. Let it be at work in me. Let it walk in me. Power to excel. Power to excel. Kaya bala kaya gaza bala basa. Le pala baya bala 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 basa. Le pala kaya kaya baya de de de. Le pala kaya gaza bala. Le pala kaya pala ra. Le pali da bahi kaya.
And look to heaven. Power for divine workings. Divine workings that will be exceedingly, abundantly, above whatever you ask or imagine. Let that power work in you right now.
Amen.
Let that power work in your family.
Amen.
Let that power work within you right now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, whatever you ask or you think about from now on, there shall be a manifestation.
Amen.
Now to
to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above whatever you ask or imagine, according to his power that's at work in you. Let that power rest upon you.
Amen.
And as you ask and imagine, it shall be done.
Amen.
It shall be done.
Amen.
It shall be done.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Open your mouth and begin to ask. Open your mouth and begin to imagine. Lift up your voice or think in your mind something you want God to do for you. Upon this mountain of prayer, he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above where you ever ask or imagine. Let the payadaba, let the power walk right now in you. Walk in you. Walk in your spirit. Walk in your mind. Walk around you. Walk on your behalf. By the power in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Imagine if you can. Think something. Ask something. If you can right now, the power is already here. The power is already here. The power to do exceedingly abundantly above whatever you ask or imagine is working within us right now. Is walking within us down to the airwaves, down to those who are connected online. The power is working. Working. The power to do exceedingly abundantly above whatever we ask or imagine is working within us. The workings of his power. Kayada Bashanda. Kali Bashanda. Lipro Handa Bashanda. Lika Payada Bashanda. Ah, Lord God. Thou that makes the heavens and the earth, nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing is too difficult for you. Answer your people.
Amen.
Answer your people.
Amen.
Nothing is too hard. Begin to say, Lord, be glorified in my life. Let my life be a display of your glory. Now to him be glory in the church forever and ever. Begin to give him glory. Begin to give him praise. That's your seventh prayer for it. Begin to say, let my life bring glory to you. Let my life be a display, a reflection of your glory. Take the glory, Father. Take the glory. This afternoon, take the glory. Take the praise. Kaye de Bashandi Garabashata. Likabu Shandi Brahia Labashadu Shikiti. Zagarabu Shantaya. Kali Bayada Bashata. Liprahuta Bashata. Oh, thank you, Lord. Be glorified. In this church, be glorified. Let your glory be in this place. Let your divine workings of your power be in this congregation, be in this commission. Oh, thank you, Lord. Just worship him this hour. Just worship him this moment. Just worship him. Just give him worship, give him praise. Thank you, Lord. Just sing that song one more time. Be glorified.
Be glorified. Be glorified.
Lift up your hands and glorify. Just lift those hands and glorify me. At work in us. Thank you for the workings of your mighty power in our lives and in our families. Thank you for the workings of your mighty power in doing exceedingly abundantly above what we ever ask or imagine. Thank you. Be the glory, be glory in the church, both now and forevermore. Let people of God shout a better amen.